Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire officials believe that clothing left lying on top of an in-floor gas heater caused a fire at a downstairs apartment on 2nd Street in Eureka on Sunday afternoon. Arriving fire units found the resident of the apartment outside on the sidewalk being treated for burn injuries by neighbors. They entered the apartment and quickly extinguished the fire and searched the apartment for any additional victims and found none. They later learned that the tenant, who had been using the heater for the past week without incident, had left the premises for a few hours and when they returned found fire. The victim then entered the apartment to search for a pet cat and suffered the burn injuries. The cat did not survive the fire and was found after the fire was extinguished while the victim was treated at the hospital for injuries. Humboldt Bay Fire urges caution as the weather turns cooler and reminds residents to check heaters and the spaces around those heaters before using them. The Eureka Police Department is investigating a case of theft at the Sheriff's Woodlot on Harrison Avenue. The theft happened sometime overnight between Saturday night and Sunday morning, and it was early Sunday morning that workers found that someone had entered the lot and stolen a piece of heavy equipment. The thieves made off with a tracked cat with an attached log grappler used for moving logs around the yard. Police believe the thieves drove the cat to higher ground and loaded it onto a trailer of some sort. The cat has identifying markings on it in several areas. It's a black and orange machine described as model 246C. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The Fortuna Police Department announced that it has been named as the second place winner in the California Law Enforcement Challenge for its work with the California Highway Patrol and the Office of Traffic Safety. The award recognizes the best overall traffic safety programs around the state and is judged among departments of similar size to each other. And Fortuna PD was one of 26 departments around the state to be honored. The goal of the program is to reduce traffic fatalities and injuries by focusing on impaired and otherwise dangerous drivers. And the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from numerous local and state agencies, rescued a 72-year-old San Francisco man who had been missing in the wilderness for 19 days. Gene Penaflore was last seen by his hunting partner on September 24th near a hunting camp in the Mendocino National Forest. Despite immediate search efforts and very rough terrain, foul weather, including snow, hampered those efforts, and additional search units, including dog teams, were called in. On Saturday morning, a group of hunters reported hearing someone call for help in a canyon near their position, and GPS coordinates from a hunter's cell phone were used to direct search teams to the area. The hunters located Penaflore and built a makeshift stretcher to carry him up a hillside as search teams reached the location. Penaflore was airlifted and taken to the hospital for medical treatment after he spent 19 days in the wilderness. He fell and hit his head on the first day he had gone missing, and he ate squirrels he shot and found water in a nearby stream to survive while enduring freezing temperature and snow. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the economic impact colleges and universities have in our communities, which in our region is profound. The economic impact is measured in several ways: state funding to a college or a university, the number of employees, local business impacts through an expanded customer base are some of them. Humboldt State University is the second largest employer in Humboldt County, with a payroll of more than $80 million per year. The school employs professors and support staff, police and maintenance personnel, as well as students. When classes are in session, HSU adds thousands of people to the county population, and with the majority of them students, who then rely upon local businesses for goods and services, that economic impact spreads throughout the county. Higher education also leads to better educated community members and also adds the benefits of stronger earnings potential for graduates and a stronger volunteer base, impacts that are all economically beneficial in our communities. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.